The title of today's message is The Bond of Perfectness in Colossians chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Charity equals love. Love is the bond of perfectness. Let us therefore put on charity. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13, and chapter 14, verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. In this chapter, the Apostle Paul is trying to relay to us the importance of having charity or love. He is letting us know that charity is of the utmost importance, and that without it, we are nothing. Recall Romans chapter 13 and verse 10. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Also, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Continuing at verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. Here Apostle Paul has point blank expressed the importance of charity, by explaining that even if we had all of these wonderful gifts, and revelations of God, that without charity, we are nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Here again, even if we give everything we have to the poor, or even if we lay down our lives for a cause, if we have not charity, love, it does not profit us anything. Continuing at verse 4. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. The Apostle Paul has defined for us the characteristics of charity. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. This chapter, and this particular verse, has been misunderstood and misapplied by many churches in the denominational world. They will use this chapter and this verse to try and say that the gifts of tongues are no longer valid in this day and age, and tell you that you can't trust prophecies because they can fail. This is not accurate. For the sake of witnessing and for our own understanding, I am going to break this verse down and show you the Greek word and meaning according to the Strong's Concordance for four of the words above. Since I am unable to pronounce the Greek words, I'm going to be spelling them out for you. When we hear the phrase charity never faileth, the word faileth comes from the Greek word ekpipto, and it means to drop away, be driven out of one's course, to lose, become inefficient, be cast, fail, fall away, fall off, take none effect. Here we see that charity will never become of none effect or cease to be. When we look at the phrase, whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. The word fail comes from the Greek word katargeo, and it means to render entirely useless, abolish, cease, cumber, deliver, destroy, do away, become or make of no or none effect, fail, loose, bring, come to naught, put down, vanish away, make void. So when we see that whether there be prophecies, they shall fail, it means that it will cease or vanish away. It did not mean that you could not trust them because they would be inaccurate. And when we see the phrase, whether there be tongues, they shall cease, the word cease comes from the Greek word, P-A-U-O. And it means to stop. In other words, restrain, quit, desist, come to an end, cease, leave, refrain. Again, we see that whether there be tongues, they shall cease, means that it will come to an end or cease to be. And when we see whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. The word vanish comes from the Greek word katargeo. And it means to render entirely useless, abolish, cease, cumber, deliver, destroy, do away, make of none effect, fail, loose, come to nothing, put away, vanish away, make void. Notice that the same word, K-A-T-A-R-G-E-O, was used for both fail and vanish in the translation. Again, we see that whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away, also means that it will cease or vanish away. So what this verse said was, charity will never become inefficient or of none effect. However, prophecies will cease or vanish away. Tongues will come to an end, and knowledge will cease or vanish away. The question that needs answered is, when will prophecy, tongues, and knowledge cease, vanish away, or come to an end? Continuing at verse 9. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. The answer is found in verse 10. When that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Who is that which is perfect? Jesus Christ is he that which is perfect. And when he shall come, there will no longer be a need for prophecy, which will cease or vanish away. There will no longer be a need for speaking in other tongues, as the Spirit gives the utterance. And we will no longer have need of knowledge, because that which is in part shall be done away with. And we will no longer only know in part. Continuing at verse 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child, but when I become a man, I put away childish things. The concept being relayed is, when I was a child, I understood as a child, but with the understanding of a man, I no longer hold the childish things. Let me give an example. When I was a child, I believed in Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and the Tooth Fairy. I understood as a child, and since I was told they were real, I believed. I thought as a child. But as a man, I no longer believe in Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, or the Tooth Fairy. I put away childish things. This comparison was given to compare our knowledge, that is in part, to when Jesus Christ comes and we know all things. From a child to a man. From natural to spiritual. You can see this better as we continue on in verse 12. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. Again, he compares our knowledge to looking through a dark glass, but then face to face. Continuing at verse 13. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Just as I mentioned in the beginning of this lesson, Apostle Paul was trying to relay to us the importance of having charity or love. He is letting us know that charity is of the utmost importance and that without it, we are nothing. He now compares faith, hope, and charity and tells us that even with these three, charity is the greatest. Continuing to chapter 14 and verse 1. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. We are then told to follow after charity, but to also desire spiritual gifts, and that we should desire the most the gift of prophecy. He tells us this because prophecy edifies the church, the body of Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. In 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8 through 11. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren, nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a promise! If we add to our faith virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity, we will not be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if we do these things, we will never fall. So the first thing we learn here is that faith is our foundation. This is the truth in which we believe, the gospel of Jesus Christ, our salvation. We are told then to add to this truth or faith virtue. Virtue being moral excellence. Then to add knowledge to this virtue. This referring to your knowledge of the Word of God. Then to add temperance to your knowledge. Temperance meaning self-control or self-restraint. Then add patience to this temperance. Patience meaning endurance or suffering without becoming angry or upset. Add to your patience godliness. Godliness meaning holiness and being reverent. Then add to your godliness brotherly kindness. This meaning brotherly love or love of the brethren. Add to this brotherly kindness charity. This charity being a love for all mankind. Apostle Peter tells us to give diligence to make your calling and election sure by doing these things. Because if we add to our faith these seven things, we will never fall. In Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 34, and one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, "Which is the first commandment of all?" And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these." And the scribe said unto him, "Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but He. And to love Him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, "Thou art not far from the kingdom of God." And no man after that durst ask him any questions.